Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, another day to live in God's purpose. Another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 84. And cousins, it is currently 69 at Swope Park.
Hi,
what's up, man? How you feeling on this youth day?
I'm feeling great, man. You say youth?
Yep.
Feeling great. I'm feeling youthful. I definitely don't feel 40. I don't feel my age. So, man, I'm feeling blessed. Happy to be here and let you know that Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. She got that free legal advice at 750.
And of course, your TMG goes down at your 23's Big Tigger, personality, TV and radio. He addresses recent domestic violence and cheating allegations.
Oh boy.
It gets Yikes. Heavy.
He got a lot on his plate. We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. D, ooh, I want some tacos I had last week, boy, from El Latino. Street tacos with steak. Give me the queso, too.
That sound fire.
You know what it is. It is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
There is always a good and fulfilling way forward. No matter where you've come from or where you are, you can chart a positive path ahead. The future unfolds according primarily to the way you live it. Much of what you encounter is what you most genuinely expect to encounter, and you can choose to expect the best. When you have a compelling enough reason to make life better, you find a way to do just that. When you decide to live with optimism and generosity, you open up countless possibilities for doing so. Rather than being controlled by fear, make up your mind to be inspired by love. Instead of trading in negativity, open yourself to opportunity. Take full responsibility for the quality of each moment. Exercise the power of your thoughts, words, and actions in beneficial and affirming ways. Embrace the goodness that can be. Continue bringing it decisively and relentlessly to life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 84. Currently, it is 69 at Hickman Mills Middle. TV and radio personality Big Tigger over in Atlanta has officially broken his silence after shocking domestic violence allegations that were made against him by his wife, Alicia Brown.
I want to say categorically, these allegations and accusations that have been circulating about me are false. Untrue, not happening, didn't happen. Additionally, it's important to clarify that Francesca and I have never been anything more than friends and respected colleagues. I'd like to apologize to you, Francesca, for the impact of these last few days or this last week. I hope you accept my apology.
I don't know if you've been on social media or not, but earlier this month, Alicia Brown, his estranged wife, indirectly claimed that she was physically abused. And she posted pictures and photos, pictures and video, allegedly showing the facial bruises following what seems to be some type of altercation. And since then, a investigation is currently underway. So there's that.
It don't smell right.
Other news, Janet Jackson, she honored her late family members last night. She had a moment. She's over in Japan performing, and she hit the song Together Again and even posted pictures of Michael, Tito, and Joe.
She misses her family, and yeah, you know, rightfully so, man. That often gets lost with when we look at superstars. I think we just expect for them to just move on or whatever.
That's exactly where I was about to go. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's such a professional. You can. That's what people were saying in the comments. Is like, these are, you know, her family members, and we see them as entertainers, but you know, that could be something she's steady reliving, or maybe this is her way of venting, is doing it on the stage, you know?
Yeah. And can you think about if your brother was Michael Jackson, you have to forever, you will never forget his face, and you will never forget who he is as a person, because you're always seeing him. You're always going to be reminded of him all the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel for Janet in that area.
Yeah.
For
sure. And hopefully we'll see her with the family sometime soon, because we know that the Michael film part 2 is underway as well. So hopefully she'll have a character portraying her.
Now, if she, I will say this, I'm going to go on record. If she's not in part 2, I will be disappointed. I will be disappointed in the entire thing, because I feel like it's unfair to the legacy of Michael, because Janet was such an integral part of his life. Mm-hmm. Later on, I would think, like, past Rhythm Nation, 88 and on.
Yeah.
They were close.
Yeah. So we would love to see that. Hopefully the family is all good.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
The plane was so low and going so fast towards the ground, when they hit, the plane exploded itself. The ground and trees around it exploded, and it just lit up in flames.
There was
nothing that I could stop and do. And as a mom, I knew I just didn't want my kids to see that situation. So 911 was called, and I continued driving.
The authorities are still working to notify families after a plane crash killed 12 in Butler, Missouri, which is just south. Our cousin's just south of KC, probably about an hour or so south. There are so many friends who are trying to remember these 12 people who were killed in this plane crash, including there's an Oak Park High School teacher. They are mourning their orchestra teacher that was killed in that plane crash. And his name is Mr. Dave Hirschberger, orchestra teacher who people loved at that school in the North Kansas City School District. So at Oak Park High School, we're just continuing to think about our cousins to the south, because, oh Lord, I can't imagine, you know, what the friends and family is going through. So all the love, condolences that we have to offer here at Hot 103 Jams and Hustle and Shine in the Morning, we're giving it to our cousins in Butler, Missouri.
I'm up hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
It's been a very, very, very unusual spring / going into summertime, D. It's been abnormal with these storms. And we have tied the record for confirmed tornadoes in the Kansas City area with 37.
Oh, God. It's been that many?
Yes. The other year that saw this many tornadoes was my senior year of high school, 2003. Mm-hmm. And I remember that spring because I was working at the Cold Stone Creamery, when I told you about that. Mm-hmm. And that's way up north by the Ameristar Casino. And there was like a tornado warning. That was my first time like really being in the midst of where the area of the tornado warning is, because the tornado warnings don't never really be in the city. Mm-hmm. It'd be out, outskirts, in the suburbs or whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I remember that year. But the majority of these tornadoes have been F0s and the ones. So I don't think those are the big ones. Clay County has seen the most tornadoes in the metro with 5. And the largest tornado has been EF2s in Hillsdale, Kansas. Mm-hmm. So National Weather Service also conducted a survey confirming that there were 6 tornadoes last week reported around this area. So it's been ridiculous. I know Channel 9, KMBC, and NBC, Them weather people, they've been catching the blues because they've been interrupting the playoffs.
Yeah, I've been seeing people talking about it.
Oh, man, the Channel 9 weatherman the other night.
They just the messenger, man.
Until they not.
Right.
Until they disturbing your parlay. Yeah. You up there trying to look at Victor Wembanyama trying to get, I need an extra rebound. And he talking about, you Thanks. Know, tornado. But look, they have it. To serve, they have to service this area, y'all, and it's bigger than Kansas
get
City.
Get on your ESPN app.
Right, so. Yeah. Hopefully these twists will stop.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Summer does start on the 21st of this month. So if you were curious when summer started, it has not started yet, but give it a few more days. We'll be right there. Give us a week.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, cousins, thank you so much for tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Love and appreciate you for that. And for those who's tapping in on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch at Hot 103 Jams. You're checking me and Deanna out live in the Brown and Kruber Studios. And, of course, shout out to the cousins that's riding around in this sketchy weather. You at the Grandview Triangle. We see you. It's a little back up right now, but be patient. You be all right. Shout out to the cousins up north from Berry Road to I-29 to I-635 in North KC. How about the cousins over there on the Kansas side, 119th and I-35 in Olathe, from 87th to I-35, wherever you are, however you listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Thank you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We're going to start in the Facebook comments because we are live on the stream. You want to see us in studio, just go to Hot 103 Jams on Facebook. Big love to Carver Harris, Stacy, Coachella Sims, Carlene, Taylor Johnson. Big love to you as well. SK, you already know we locked in with you. On the text line, that's thumping. Good morning, Hustle. That was Hustle LaShawn. Charlotte Ford wants to say good morning to all the drivers out in the town in Kansas City. All right. God bless. Love all of that. Reading verbatim, having a blast doing that too. Happy birthday, Lisa Pearl. Happy birthday to Malachi and Eric Henderson from Nana. Big love to Reese. Reese is sounds like they up hustling and shining. Reese D, hard every single day. She needs that 103.3 gas card. I know, that's right. You better put a pitch in for that $500 gas card. Happy anniversary to mom and dad, been married 41 years. That was sent over from your daughter, Sarah. Shout out to baby Joe for him just being him. Big love to Deej, Carmen, Anastasia. Shout out to Amy Gray at 5th and Emery, Froyo and Chocolate. Yes, $6 cup. Is it fill up day? Shout out to, you know, the family over there, Isaiah Collins. You ain't ever been to the Froyo? You know, get the, it's fill up day. Like, you can fill up as much as you can.
Really?
And it's only $6.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You done told the wrong person that.
Big love to Rich Harris
finna
as
close
well.
Down.
Look, you finna run over there right now. Aaron Williams as well on the Facebook comments. We appreciate you all day long, cousins, for your love. And big shout out to my best friend, Essence, and her fiance, Daryl. Went over to, you know, kick it with my best friend the other day, and she asked me to be her maid of honor. So I am so excited. I mean, well, this is our first time. This is only my third day out here. I ain't never been a maid of honor. She ain't never been married. So we just going with this thing as we, you know, as we go.
Fiance.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
727 on your time. High of 83, currently 67 in Independence. Jermaine Dupri was honored during the Black Music Moguls brunch over the past weekend, and DeBrat even shared a tribute video to JD.
I love you with all my heart. Man, it wouldn't be no Brett without you. You made a lot of our dreams come true. So Def for life, baby. You know, we have fun together. We're family. I appreciate everything you've ever done for me. Can't nobody ever take your place. And you know, I'm your shooter. You my hitter. And I will go to the grave somebody up when it comes to you.
Man, look, Jermaine Dupri, I put him in high regard. He's top five producers in my book. As far as influencing me and my musical taste.
That should be higher than that. Yeah. Well, top five where? Yeah. Well, you said
we got Pharrell, we got Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, we got Babyface, we got Teddy Riley, you know, Dr. Dre. You
know, so. Now on a hip hop tip though,
he's up there for me. I just look at and why I put him in high regards because he can do hip hop and R&B and slow jams. So I.
Yeah, he can do a little bit of everything.
Very rare, yep.
Shout out to JD for sure. Other news, we never really did like a donkey of the day or anything, but I feel like today is very fitting.
Idiot of the day.
Idiot of the day. I like that. A UFC fighter by the name of Josh Hokit, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, he concluded his post-fight match while they had this fight on the White House lawn by calling out former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America? Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Hokit.
You wish you could touch somebody like Michelle Obama.
Ignorant. That's just the
way you make me. Okay, that was, yeah, I was waiting on something else.
So, I like I said, I don't know if we really have a, you know, a donkey of the day, but I had a couple phrases that I feel like might match him. Clown of the day. MVP of bad decisions. I think I like that one the best. I don't know. The mismatch of the day. I don't know. Today's head scratcher. I don't know. But it's just ignorant. Hang it up. And they're turning the White House into a WWE spectacle. Because this is what it, this is, that's what it's giving. The antics.
It's what y'all voted for, man. Buddhist man.
Somebody, where were the tomatoes?
Booing.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, comedian Arnett J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gem. Get your musical.
G, have you been traveling around the city lately? Uh-oh. Have you have you been traveling around the city recently, like downtown, Plaza, Midtown, Westport?
Yep, I was just at a Cheesecake Factory in the Plaza.
Oh, what was you doing?
Ooh, grabbing a drink. It's a little peach baleen. Shout out to Drake.
I was there yesterday and I saw these sky blue striped shirts and jerseys. And somebody had reminded me that I looked like I was cheering for Argentina on Saturday with tacos and tequila, because that's kind of the get up that I had.
But it, man, looks like Argentina.
They are down like there on Argentina. The Plaza, boy. They are celebrating.
It sounds like it.
Shout out to Channel 41 for that. So yeah, man, they down on the Plaza. They doing it big. They taking over. They was at Mill Creek Park yesterday for the Benderazzo.
Yeah, turn you up.
There we go. Yeah. As the team's first match for the FIFA World Cup is going down tonight, D, at Kansas City Stadium, a.k.a. Arrowhead.
Right.
But yeah, but that these things, they're passionate fan rallies that often feature chants and waving of the flag. Mm-hmm. So
when people say, you know, they're not a soccer person, I've seen people tweet about this too. I get it. We're not, well, football, whatever. I get it. But we are heavy on the sports. And the passion about the sport. So it's like you can literally go out and just be in the mix and just be like, it's like you hear them chanting and just be like, oh, it's lit. I'm finna go get me a jersey. I don't know what's going on. Y'all running up and down the field, but I'm lit.
Yeah.
So I love this experience for Kansas City. So I would definitely encourage everyone to just go out and, you know, be engulfed in the city and experience this, because it's going to come a point in time where you wish that you experienced this moment.
Stacy Shaw, good morning. What you got?
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about expunging your criminal record. We're going to be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacy Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacy Shaw. She knows the law. Stacy, good morning. What you got?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is your girl attorney, Stacy Shaw. And today we're going to be talking about expunging your criminal record. This is in Missouri, and it's covered by revised statute 610.140. And so for more information, I always ask people to refer to the statute. And so this is where you can get criminal charges taken off your record after you've been either found guilty or pled guilty. And so the first thing that you want to notice is that there is going to be a list of crimes that are not eligible. In Missouri, it's interesting because it is an exclusion statute. That means that they are saying these are all of the things that cannot be expunged. And so there are Class A felonies, dangerous felonies, any felony that requires registration as a sex offender, any felony where death is an element of the offense, any felony offense of assault or misdemeanor or felony offense of domestic assault or felony offense of kidnapping. And then it lists all of these statute numbers. If you have a question, if the crime that you have been charged with and convicted of, if it's on that list, go to your file. So you can go to your file on CaseNet and you can see what you were actually convicted of, the statute number, and if it's listed on there, it cannot be expunged. Okay, so that's super important. A lot of people have been asking me about whether their charge qualifies, and it's all in the statute. There is a little bit of a change in the law that you can also read that is not just one per lifetime, which it used to be. There is a change in the law with that. And it also changed the length of time that you have to wait before you can get your charge expunged. This is something that I've been getting a lot of phone calls about. So you can give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can also find me online at StacyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StacyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. Make sure you find a child and tell them something positive. And I also want to give my special condolences to one of my longtime clients, Michael Thomas, that unfortunately passed away over the weekend. I'm sending out prayers to his family, who is absolutely amazing, and he will definitely be missed. Don't forget, today is also Faith Justice Victory on KPRT at 11:30. So go on over 1590. Check me out. I'll be going over this topic more in depth. So until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisement.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
As we get closer to football season, our Kansas City Chiefs have announced their 2026 training camp schedule.
Yes, sir.
Headed back up to St. Joe for the 16th year at Missouri Western State University. And things will kick off July 29th and it'll conclude Thursday, 2 days after my B-Day, August 20th. Training camp practices will be free to the public unless otherwise noted. Yeah. Tickets must be reserved in advance. And the reservations begin today, 10 a.m. So in less than 2 hours, you can go reserve your season, your training camp tickets. But season ticket members, the general public, you can start reserving your tickets tomorrow. So
we need to go this year.
Oh, I'm definitely.
I haven't been since like college.
Oh yeah, you definitely need to refresh. You definitely need to. We need to take True up there with us. Oh,
True.
Yeah. Hustle and shine in the morning doing training camp. How about that?
I like that. Broadcast live, huh?
Oh, don't. Well, last time we tried to do that, they kicked us out of Arrowhead. So
that's a little bit different than what this is, though.
Another story for another day. Can't wait for training camp, though.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time, high of 82. Currently, it is light rain with a little bit of thunder at 66 at the Grandview.
After my last divorce, I just sat there and I was like, I canceled my tour and I sat there and I was just like, you need to figure yourself out. What is going on with you? Forget about everybody else. What are you doing? What do you have going on? And that was a turning point for me.
Whoop-de-doo to that.
What? Well, you have no sensitivity towards that. That's crazy.
I love J-Lo. But yeah, like, that's your personal life. She'll figure it out. Like, it's not the end of the world. So I just feel like, I mean, I know it might feel like it, but she'll figure it out. Like, you're J-Lo.
She done figured it out so many times.
But and she going, you, it's like a, it's a, it's a wheel. Like, I get it. When people get older too, is how many people be divorced multiple times. I understand. Yeah. So it's just like, it is what it is. Other news,
Beyonce.
Jay-Z, Roc Nation has a lot of people scratching their heads wondering what he is up to after he is partnering with Target to release an exclusive 30th anniversary edition of his debut 1996 album, Reasonable Doubt.
Targeting with, what, he partnering with who?
Target. Now, if you recall, Pastor Jamal Bryan was one of the leaders who helped initiate that boycott on Target. So,
what are we doing?
You going to go buy the album?
I hope
at Target,
so.
I'm pretty sure you could probably also get it from the website. Hell so you don't no! You don't have to buy. But is this any? I mean,
what happened to the title?
Hell no!
I think he kind of sold. I don't know. I can't. I don't know what? Enough about that to speak on it. But it wasn't. Title isn't a store though.
I mean, as a group,
Target is a.
As
know.
A group, are we going back to Target? So what? No. Oh, I'm confused right now.
I don't think it's anything different than the NFL
Hell
deal.
No.
So you do that, you might as well just go to Target. Like, I don't know. I mean, it contradicts the Target thing. Duh. I don't know. But that's what's going on.
We're going to figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, we are.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those open-minded, laid-back, and adaptable Geminis.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper, songwriter, and record producer out in Cali. A happy birthday to MC Ren. A major happy birthday to actor and Emmy Award winner, known for his roles in The Hitter and appearances on Walker, Texas Ranger, and The Sopranos. Happy birthday to Bill Cobbs. A major happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and actor, and known as the lead vocalist of The OJs. A major happy birthday to Eddie Levert. And last but not least, sending a happy birthday to rapper and actor who's on plenty of people's Mount Rushmore and is known as one of the greats in hip-hop. Happy birthday to Tupac Shakur.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Nick Grotto, Rashawn English, and Taisha Hudson. Sending birthday love to Niecy Calhoun, Stephen Jones, Tay Sierra, and a big special happy belated birthday to friend of the show, one of the best leaders in the city, Mr. Bob Kendrick. Happy birthday to him and everybody else born on June 16th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Carmen. Good morning.
Hey, Carmen. What you doing?
I am chillaxing this morning, watching the rain.
Okay. What flavor air fresh you got in your car?
I keep the baby powder.
Okay.
Very reliable.
Baby powder, not baby oil. Good to know.
Oh, my God.
All right, Carmen. Look, we got two tickets to the Bigger Than Life Fest. Sunday, July 26th. Kevin Gates, Webby, DaBaby, Trina, and more are going to be in the building. We need to know if you can finish these lyrics in order for you to secure those two tickets. You ready?
I'm ready.
Doesn't matter who the days depend on how the weather looks. Flip-flop slippers just to show off the pedicure. Flip-flop depend on how the cheddar looks. She'll buy her own, I don't think she'll never look. And a man face stand and wait for him to take care of her. She'll rather go to work and pay the bills on schedule.
I-N-D-E-T-E-N-D-E.
Do you know what that means, man? I-N-D-E-B-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? She got a, come on. She
got all of that.
Oh, God. Okay.
Where you at? We wanted you to finish, not tell us you got it.
Right.
I wanted to hear y'all say it.
No,
I'm just waiting.
Oh, these are tickets then.
Right.
We
sound like we're going to the Bigger Than Life Fest, B.
I thought about the beginning, though.
Oh, okay. Now you won't back in. All right, cousin. Look, you are getting those two tickets. Who is going to be your plus
Thank
one?
Thank you. I don't know yet. I'm going to have to find out.
Scroll through them DMs. Why don't you? Go ahead and tell Kansas City. What morning show's hooking you up?
Hustle and Shine in the morning on High 103 Jam.